Markets have turned up. I'm David Brancaccio. Financial market players are showing less fear and more confidence this morning. The Dow future is up more than 1,000 points right now, 4.3%. London's 100-share index, the FTSE, is up 3.9% now. Oil, after its collapse amid a Saudi-led price war, has clawed back some of its losses, with the New York price up 10% to a still cheap $34 a barrel. Some of this is an indication from the White House of perhaps economic stimulus measures being contemplated, perhaps a cut in the U.S. payroll tax, a move that can percolate into the economy quite quickly if enacted. The market performance at the moment does not erase yesterday's ordeal when the Dow fell more than 2,000 points, 7.8%, the deepest plunge since the 2008 financial crisis. Marketplace's Justin Ho is here with that.
This selling was really across the board. Big losses in tech stocks, financial stocks, consumer goods, services. Crude oil in New York dropped 20% to around $31 a barrel on Monday. The virus is making demand for oil slow down, and George Perks at Bespoke Investment Group says at these prices, the cost of drilling in the U.S. might not be worth it. And that means jobs are on the line.
Manufacturing jobs related to everything from pipelines to sand to everything that needs to get done in the oil patch, all the services jobs that go with it.
The main market concern, though, is what happens if the outbreak or restrictions involving the outbreak bring economic activity to a crawl. Does the outbreak lead to fewer people going to restaurants, shopping, going to conferences, regardless of how cheap gas prices might be? By the way, Monday just happened to be the 11th anniversary of the bull market. If the S&P 500 falls an additional 1.4%, that bull run will have officially ended.
Marketplace's Justin Ho, thank you. Investors who are younger have many years to let their portfolios recover from whatever we're in now. What is a person to do who's getting up there? Let us turn to a mature American, my friend Alan Sloan, Washington Post columnist and ProPublica's editor-at-large. Alan, great to see you.
Good morning, David.
Are you simply flabbergasted that the long bull run, nearly 11 years long, seems to have come to such an abrupt end?
I'm not surprised that it's come to an end, though it may not be over yet. What I am surprised is how quickly things have fallen from their highs. 3 weeks ago, the only question was how high would it go. Now the only question is how low will it go?
Often people have set the ratio wrong in their portfolio. Their asset allocations are off. They're way too deep into stocks, and this is looking pretty dreadful for them at the moment.
Well, I hate to say this, but my stuff is largely stocks because A, I could afford the risk, and B, I kept looking at the yields on bonds and said, I don't want this. And I told everybody not to buy bonds, and anyone who's bought bonds has done very well because the interest rates have fallen and the prices of bonds have risen. But I didn't expect that to happen, and I could afford to wait it out. So I have essentially no bonds.
We keep hearing about the relative safety of government bonds. You don't see the safety.
Well, look, I did some math recently on the 10-year Treasury, and it was yielding, when I did this, 0.74%, which means it's $74 is your interest over 10 years on $1,000 in this bond. And should the rate a year after you bought it go up a point?
Which you think it might.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, the price on the bond goes down 9 points. So you've lost more in market value than the entire interest that you stand to get over the life of the bond. Do you want to know what you should do to do safe by my standard?
Yeah. What should I do?
Well, I would go out and find myself a nice, low-cost, high-quality treasury money market fund and put it in that, because at least there you don't have to worry about the market price. You're not getting a great return, but you're not going to lose anything, and you could wait for different times.
But you know, it's 11 years ago this week that stocks bottomed out after the last financial crisis, right?
Well, this is true.
So here we are 11 years in. It's been a good run. Alan Sloan, Washington Post columnist and ProPublica editor-at-large, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
It is your last chance to get our new Marketplace t-shirt with a donation of just $30. Whether you're giving for the first time or renewing your support, this is an opportunity that you don't want to miss. But don't hesitate. This special offer ends this week. Contribute to independent journalism that you trust today at marketplace.org and get this shirt as a special thank you from us. Once again, it's marketplace.org, and thank you.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Now to Italy, where the whole country, 60 million people, has now been placed on a coronavirus lockdown. You can move around for work, on business. Trucks and delivery vans are doing their thing. And if you can show a pressing need to get around for health reasons, for instance, you can also get permission to move. I spoke to the BBC's David Willey just now, who lives in a village 30 miles from Rome. Hello, David.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
With the Italian government telling people to stay home if they can, there are some exceptions to this. Apparently, what? It's okay to move about the country if you can show you are on business?
If you're on business, or if it's for a health reason, if there's an emergency in your family, you're allowed to go and visit relatives. But otherwise, the Prime Minister has instructed the whole country to stay on lockdown, stay at home. That's the message.
So if you can get around on business, that means trucks, what you would call lorries, can get around with their deliveries.
The special arrangements have been made, apparently, to enable the supermarkets to replenish their supplies. So that I think the government is doing what it can, but this is a totally unprecedented situation. We've woken up this morning here in Italy to draconian laws, which some Italian commentators are comparing to a wartime condition.
The BBC's David Willey outside of Rome. Mr. Willey, thank you for this.
It was a pleasure to talk to you.
In Italy, marriages and funerals are banned for now. And Willie told me that police in Sicily this morning confronted a funeral procession and handed out citations to nearly 50 people. Today, we talked to an association working to coordinate 81,000 medical students across the U.S. doing medical rotations in hospitals during this time of virus. When is it okay or not okay to keep students in place? How is your organization doing its planning? We want to hear. Email us, morningreport@marketplace.com. I'm David Brancaccio, and we are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.